I said this on Twitter this morning. I said, if Bradley is Superman, this is Batman for me. Adam Gilchrist, to me, the greatest wicketkeeper batsman to ever play the game. Wonderful to see you. How are you doing, Adam?
Gee, I'm very well, thanks. Great to be here.
Well,
Batman. I've never been called that before. I agree with your analogy of Brett. Oh, Superman, yeah. Big week for him coming up.
Oh, you're being modest. But your brother Dean, you know, is somebody I've met pretty often.
Mm-hmm.
And he parties hard.
Yeah, he enjoys himself.
He enjoys himself.
Hard not to in this city.
Not to in this city, right. So what brings you to our lovely country? It's not cricket this time around, is it? Yeah.
Well, no, not directly. I'm out here with Tourism Australia. We're doing a few events. We've got a big event tomorrow in Chennai, but it's an annual event around the travel industry. But we had a wonderful event yesterday here, where we were basically, I guess, promoting Australia as a tourist destination and a holiday destination. And the numbers of Indians that come to Australia already is, it's up about 19-20% year on year from last year from the previous year. And we have almost 500,000 Indians in Australia at any one time, be it living there permanently or and another sort of quarter of a million coming over travelling on holiday. So it's a wonderful place. We love it, obviously, and I feel like I, not an obligation, but a desire to reciprocate the wonderful generosity and welcome that I receive when I come to this country. It's nice to be here and try and encourage Indians to come and experience, hopefully experience that, and the many wonderful natural wonders of the world that we have there by coming to Australia.
And what a remarkable country you have. I mean, we were there in November, strapped the little one, my daughter, in the back seat and hired a car and drove down the Great Ocean Road.
Oh, beautiful.
And well, that is one of the feature. Most remarkable moments of our life, you know. It's amazing.
No, that Great Ocean Road, just out, you're heading out of Melbourne, for those that don't know, it's just one of the jewels in the crown of Australian destinations to go and visit and experience. And you've got that, the contrast of the road and the ocean, and then flip that around and go up into the Northern Territory where it's true outback, where you've got crocodiles and emus and everything running around, Ayers Rock. And then you can go further to Western Australia and you're on something like the Ningaloo Reef, which you basically can walk out from the beach and you can snorkel over the top of amazing coral plantations, and then swim with whale sharks, which is a safe thing, mate. I've got to say that I've done that this year with my family. They're not sharks that eat you. They're big. They're the biggest creatures of the ocean, and they swim up placidly by you, and you can almost pat them. It's quite extraordinary. So there's plenty of different opportunities and experiences to have on a holiday in Australia.
Oh, well, you faced a fair amount of sharks on the cricket pitch, haven't you? I'm talking about the bowlers.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, bowlers and umpires around the world, they were the sharks, but all good challenges, and none more difficult than in this country. It was the greatest experience, cricketing and life experiences, coming over to India.